And song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, calls from home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam Borman from CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a second-year media and political studies student, and my favorite part about CFRC is the freedom that they allow me to really play whatever I want, and the community, and how helpful everyone that volunteers and works here is. If you want to hear more from me, I have a show called Punk is Dead on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made at cfrc.ca. Thank you for all the support you've given CFRC 101.9 FM. Monday's over. Now it's everyone's favorite time of Monday, 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, listening to Punk is Dead. That first song there, it was one of my favorite hardcore bands. They're called Void. They're on Discord Records. Discord Records, also one of, if not the greatest punk labels of all time, just because it's such a DIY label. Like, the best values from punk bands, all the bands on Discord usually have them. It's very DIY, very community-driven. I was listening to Ian Mackay, the founder of Discord Records from Minor Threat and Fugazi. I was listening to him on the podcast called Washed Up Emo, and he was talking about the early days of Discord, and basically every release, once that release made money, the money from that release would go to another band to press their records and release their records. And it was just a cycle of bands supporting each other, getting each other's music out. And I just really like that idea. And Discord's still around today. They're still putting music out. They have a good website you could check out, discord.com, I think. And they have old photos of bands. You can buy old records, like new pressings of old records, because they still press a lot of the old stuff. I think you can even get a Void record probably. But you can get like Minor Threat, Fugazi. And yeah, they're still putting out music. So Discord Records, check them out. I'm sure most people listening to this already know about them. But if you're new to punk, I'm glad you're starting with this show, first of all. And yeah, check out Discord. They're great. Today, we're going to be listening to a lot of hardcore, really aggressive, fast stuff. Most songs under a minute and a half, under 2 minutes at least. And that's just because while I was making the playlist, I don't know, I was in an angry mood. I think I glanced at the news and that just put me off for the day. So I hope everyone else that's listening right now is in just as bad a mood, because we're going to listen to a lot of, just like I said, aggressive hardcore today. And hopefully that'll kind of fix our moods. So up next, we got Spiderbite, a Hamilton band. Saw them a few years ago at, what was it? It was the Vertigogo in Hamilton. Great hardcore band. Members from TV Freaks, if you know that band, they're also from Hamilton. So here we go with Smashed Glass by Spiderbite. That was Spiderbite. They're just great. They have such a, they have a really distinct sound from hardcore bands. I think a lot because of their vocals are very different from other hardcore bands. Like that in comparison to Void that we played, that was the first song, or Minor Threat. Those are the bands I think of when I think of hardcore vocals. But Spiderbite, their vocals are almost as if the guy's just talking. Not even talking. Like, it's like he's talking at an above indoor voice level. It's not like he's screaming, shredding his vocal cords or anything, but I really like it. I think it just, it's very interesting. It sets them apart from other hardcore bands. Anyways, we're going to go to now to Berkeley, California. One of my favorite punk scenes, the Gilman Street scene. Look it up. I'll probably talk about it later. But this is a band called Neurosis, and they're a heavier hardcore band. They're more metal-influenced hardcore. So this is Neurosis with Pain of Mind.
Your mind is restricted from disobedience. Thoughts are never your own. Your mind is a trap burning with crap. Turn inside your life that you never had it in you. The fuck inside of me.
That was Neurosis with Pain of Mind. They're from the Berkeley, California punk scene, which is, I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before. It's my favorite punk scene because it's the Gilman Street scene. 924 Gilman Street was the volunteer-run, all-ages DIY venue that you just bought, I think it was like a $5 membership for the year, and then you'd pay per show, like a little bit of money per show, and it just seemed like a great environment. So we're going to stick to the Berkeley stuff for one song and California for two songs, because up next I'm going to play the Mr. T Experience with Ba 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 Ba. I think that's five bas, just B-A. And this is going to be, these two songs, they're not going to be as aggressive hardcore. They're just more pop punk because, I don't know, I feel like I should put two easier listening songs in, and the one, the NoFX one, that's going to be after this one. It's always been a funny song to me, and I always said if I ever could host a radio show, I would play it on the radio. You'll see why. Mr. T Experience coming up next.
Time some shithead will be drawing a fat fucking line over the title on the back sleeve. What an asshole! So, Mr. DJ, I hope you already made your segue, or the FCC's gonna take a shit right on your head.
You can't play this song on the radio.
You can't play this song on the radio.
I believe I'm allowed to play that song on the radio because it's after 10, and if not, next week I will not have a show. So we'll find out in a week, I guess. Up next, we're going back to the hardcore stuff that I promised you at the start of the episode. This is a band called Piss. They're from Vancouver, British Columbia. And I really like the vocals on this band. I really like just all the aggressiveness of every instrument on this band is just on point. The vocals, the guitars, the drums, everything. The song I'm going to be playing is called Time Loop at Hot Slit, and it's off their, I don't know it'd probably be an EP. It's called Three Demos by Piss from Vancouver. They're self-described as easy listening, so I guess it's not the hardcore episode anymore. We're going to some easy listening with Piss.
Mouth.
So that was Piss from Vancouver, and then the second band there was Barbed Wire Braces from Hamilton. And Barbed Wire Braces, they kind of remind me of like an old British punk band. The vocals, for some reason, they sound like GBH or The Exploited if they didn't have the British accent, but they also still somehow kind of have a British accent, even though they're from Hamilton. But up next, we're going to go to Montreal. We're sticking with Canadian hardcore, three bands in a row, with a band called Deadbolt HC, Deadbolt Hardcore, whatever you want to say. And it's off their new EP called Disillusion, and the song is called Foe Against Foe. The EP just came out October 27th, and it's great because I think any hardcore or punk coming out of Montreal is insanely good. I don't know what's happening up there. Kind of want to maybe move there after university, maybe, just to experience that scene. But there's so much stuff coming out of Montreal, so much of every kind of music. Because what's the indie band Men I Trust? They're from Montreal, I'm pretty sure. They're amazing. A lot of the time when I'm even just looking for new bands to play on this show, I just look to Montreal because I know I'll find something good there. So here we go with Deadbolt HC, Foe Against Foe.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca and let's make these bells stop ringing.
So originally I was going to play a Quebec band called Panic Attack after that song, but then I went on my phone while I was playing the last song and saw Trump post on Truth Social or whatever the hell that thing's called, that he wanted to start accelerating nuclear missile research again. So up next, we're playing Reagan Youth because it feels like we're in the Reagan era again, from what I've heard at least. I wasn't alive. But this is Reagan Youth with USA.
Let's control myself in traffic. I used to break my back and hands and run out on a daily basis, but I don't anymore. Start getting lost before now I enjoy. Since I lost my job, sleeves and lingerie I can't afford.
So that last one there was Panic Attack, the band I was going to play, but Reagan Youth took their spot. That was their song called The Kids Are Broke, and they kind of remind me of Simple Plan. I don't know why. They were like a more intense Simple Plan. It could just be because they're both from Quebec, because Panic Attack, they're from Quebec City, and Simple Plan are from Montreal. I think most of the members are, at least. But their sounds are sort of similar, because Panic Attack is just like, they have pop punk melodies, but they have, no, I wouldn't say they're harsh vocals, they're just grittier vocals than Simple Plan. Because Simple Plan, I forget the singer's name, but he is, on the first album at least, that really whiny, nasally pop punk voice, but I love it. I'm not hating on him. This is like when I made fun of Tom DeLonge's voice and said he couldn't sing. I like that he can't sing. I like that the Simple Plan singer is nasally and whiny. Up next, I'm going to play a band from Germany. And I don't know, because their name is a curse word, and I don't think I'm allowed to swear on the air, but I think it could be a loophole if it's their name. Like I said, Piss earlier, the band. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll get my show taken off the air. Well, either way, the band is called Fuckery. This is the song Crisis off their new demo, Noiseless Society. Just came out October 15th, so pretty recently, not even, about half a month ago. I don't know. I'm not good at math. I don't own a calendar. But they're from Stuttgart, Germany, which I have no idea where that is, but I like the sound of the name and I like the sound of the music they're making.
Is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. with contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
That was Shelter with Turn It Around, and Shelter is such an interesting band to me because they're, people call them Krishnacore, because if you don't know, before Shelter, there was Youth of Today, which was, it was just like a straight-edge vegan hardcore band, which is pretty normal. There were lots, the straight-edge vegan scene was pretty big in the like late 80s, early 90s, I believe, but Ray Capo, the vocalist from Youth of Today, he quit in 1988, he quit the band and he moved to India to study Hare Krishna and just the like ways of spirituality over there. He wanted to get away from modern technology and the internet and phones, or no, not the internet yet, those phones. He has mentioned the internet in the article I was reading about him. But yeah, so then after he came back from India, he formed Shelter. And that's why so many of their lyrics are based around, like, the minimalist... I don't know much about Hare Krishna. If anyone... Honestly, if anyone has any readings on it, let me know. I'd love to know more about it, so I'm not just some idiot talking about it on the radio. But yeah, he formed Shelter, and they have these great lyrics. Let's read some of the lyrics from Turn It Around. It starts off with, "So proud of this modern society. With all our brains, what did we gain with our technology?" And that was written in 1990, so that was before, like, the advent of the internet. And especially AI is the context I'm thinking of it in now, because I'm just going to go on a rant here. I hate AI so much, not just because of, like, the way it's ruining art, but it's also just making us dumber, I think. Like, Instagram Reels have already made me stupid enough. I don't think I need to be using AI to summarize a book. And also, with everyone talks about how AI is going to improve our quality of life so much, but what has it done for anyone other than make us more productive where we see none of the profits? Like, the only ones seeing the profits from this productivity are, like always, the CEOs in charge of the companies that are becoming more productive. Anyways, that's enough of my rant for that. But yeah, Shelter, definitely check them out. Check out Youth of Today before Shelter was formed. It was the vegan straight edge band, and then Ray Capo formed Shelter in 1990. I think it was 1990. And another band with those Hare Krishna influences is Cro-Mags, a New York hardcore band, late 80s, I'm pretty sure. I don't listen to them that much, I'll be honest, but I was watching an interview. It was Anthony Bourdain interviewing Harvey Flanagan, the bassist from Cro-Mags. And he had, like, he grew up in the rough streets of New York with, it was just, there was a lot of gang violence on his street, he discussed. And yeah, he ended up, he was selling drugs at like 17 years old on the streets. And then he ended up getting really into fitness. Like, he runs Ironmans every year now. And he got really into studying Hare Krishnaism. Hare Krishnaism? Or is it just Hare Krishna? I don't know. I'm sorry. But he said that that saved his life pretty much. He went full vegetarian and became very spiritual. And yeah, it's an interesting, it's a really good interview because Anthony Bourdain is really cool. Rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain. I didn't know he died until I got, like, after I got into watching him. So that was kind of sad. But yeah, definitely check that out. Up next, we got some newer hardcore for you. It's Dry Socket with MB. We'll be right back. that was arrested by, it's this great Virginia early 2000s hardcore band called Government Warning. They're kind of, I got into them through Career Suicide, because when I first got into punk, what I would basically do to find new bands, I knew a few punk bands, like I knew Subhumans, Dead Kennedys, that was basically it. And then I would just go to, like, to their Spotify page or whatever, and I would go to people also listen to and go through there, and that's how I found Government Warning, which are, they're a great hardcore band. I don't listen to them enough because I kind of forget about them because they have a similar name to another hardcore band I like, Government Issue, which is another Discord, like Washington DC hardcore band. But speaking of which, I'm gonna play some Minor Threat for you guys next, and I think I'm gonna play a live version. Just like, it's not the best audio quality because it's just a VHS tape someone just filmed from the crowd at one of their shows. Not sure what year, doesn't really have it on there. But yeah, I think sometimes the live versions are just a lot better because there's more energy, because a lot of these bands, they play off the energy of the crowd. So yeah, I'm going to play some random live version of In My Eyes by Minor Threat. It's just a YouTube video from 18 years ago. There's absolutely no information on where the show is. But yeah, I'm thinking I might also do a live show episode maybe in a few weeks. Let me know. This is a good chance to drop my... I just started an Instagram for the show. It's punkisdead_CFRC on Instagram. So go follow that. And if you want to say anything, just, you can DM me there. If you have any suggestions, song requests, theme ideas for any shows, let me know whatever your thoughts are. And yeah, here you go with In My Eyes by Minor Threat. Sorry, the audio got a little weird at the end there just because it's filmed on a VHS tape, but man, I love Minor Threat so much. I love Ian MacKay, not sure how to say it. Sorry, man, he's not listening. Just some of the stuff that Ian MacKay and his record label and Minor Threat have done for the punk scene. Who knows what the punk scene would be like without those things, without Minor Threat. Because they're one of the first hardcore bands. They really set that sound, that 80s hardcore sound, in stone. And then Fugazi rewrote the rules with post-hardcore. Up next, we're coming back to Canada, to Trois-Rivières, Quebec, with a band called Set in Stone. Speaking of Set in Stone, I just said that in the last sentence. And this is their song called Grip. And I know I've been playing so much hardcore from Quebec, but there just is so much of it, like I said, but it's not even just like quantity over quality. All their stuff is just great. So here we go with Set in Stone.
Yeah. Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more. All viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
That last song there was a band from Windsor, Ontario called Disco Assault with their song No Suits, No Banners. Up next, I think I got time for two more songs I'm going to play, maybe three if it's a short one. The next one is, I played last week, Bat Sabbath, which is the guys from the band Cancer Bats. They do a Black Sabbath cover band, and they're actually coming to Kingston, I think it was November 14th. So I should probably get tickets soon, actually. So I'm going to play a song from Cancer Bats. It's going to be they do a cover of Sabotage by Beastie Boys, and the Cancer Bats style fits so well on this song. I think just because Beastie Boys were originally a hardcore band, they were in the New York hardcore scene with they played with bands like Reagan Youth, I think even Bad Brains they played with. So they always have had a bit of hardcore and punk influence in their music, even though they were a rap group. So yeah, here we go with Cancer Bats with their cover of Sabotage. Cancer Bats, fun fact, was the first concert I've ever seen. I saw them with Anti-Flag, and I'll never forget when Sabotage started playing and a big fat man ripped his shirt off and started running around the pit, and I was terrified. For the last one, I'm going to play a really quick one. It's called Lesson Learned by a band called New Sweat from Vancouver. So thanks for joining me tonight. And check out my Instagram, punkisdead_CFRC. And enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks.